Welcome to the Obesity Comedy Hour here on Richmond College KDUX Web Radio. With me in the studio is Charlie Van.
Hello. The commander, right?
Yeah, the commander of KDUX. And then across from him is Logan.
Hello.
We're kind of used to Logan now, so we're just going to say just Logan.
I'm just going to say Logan because he shows up every single weekend because, I don't know, I'm bored.
He's got nothing else to do.
I've got nothing to do. I'm bored. Plus, I like this show.
We'll be playing the Corey Burton interview.
Hooray!
The voice actor, of course, known for such roles as Dooku in Clone Wars. The show, not the movie. Christopher Lee played him in the movie. The animated and the feature. Also, he's done Mole on the Atlantis Lost Empire. And he also was in the animated series James Bond Jr., which was my first film. So that's something. So it was a very interesting interview. It was an hour and 30 minutes, and it was on Skype. So that was pretty interesting. So we have that, and we also have a song that I was introduced by Charlie. A very interesting rendition of Star Wars and John Williams,
which I still have not.
You know, the video of what you're gonna play is phenomenal for editing job.
No, it is. It is. And the story behind it is so interesting. With what's his name? Corey Vidal.
Corey Vidal, I think. Vidal. It's like V-I-D-A-L. So I don't know.
Vidal.
We'll just say Corey.
Yeah, and he's a partner in YouTube because, you know, YouTube has that thing now. If you have a lot of subscribers and stuff like that, you can be a partner in YouTube, and they pay you to make videos. Well, awesome. he's been making a lot of videos, but nothing has really reached out there. And then he found this a cappella group in Utah called Moose Butter. And they had this all these John Williams music, but with Star Wars lines all through them. And he heard that, and he asked if he could use their song, and he worked with them. And he actually filmed four of him. And he memorized the song. In an interview, he said that he probably knows that song better than anybody else because he had to learn it so many times.
Well, I'm sure for lip syncing, and that looks like a hard song to lip sync. I mean, there's so many words.
Don't forget
editing.
And, oh gosh, editing. Well, I didn't even think about that.
If you edit something, you know the movie or video or anything more than anyone else.
Well, you know, he does a lot of videos. There's one where it's nerd versus hot chick, and he's trying to finish the Rubik's Cube while this girl is trying to distract him. And he actually does the whole Rubik's Cube in 3 minutes.
Awesome.
Something amazing.
He also has a video called Friends, which there's an HBO comedy band that has a show called Flight of the Conchords. They're a comedy band, and they have an HBO show, which is a hit right now. And he did a parody called Friends.
That was hilarious.
So, but of course, this isn't Moose Butter. This is the actual band with him doing. So, yeah, I mean, he's pretty creative.
Yeah, and like I said, he's a filmmaker, and so he does some dancing videos too, where he, like, break dancing and stuff like that. So, and yeah, so go his YouTube page, which I actually have it open right now. It's acapella. It's Apprentice A. Let me see if I can open that up.
Well, you can find up John Williams is the man. You know, the Star Wars composer, the Jurassic Park, pretty much Steven Spielberg's go-to guy. And Lucas's go-to guy for music.
What's the only film that Spielberg did not use John Williams in? There's only one film. Does anybody know what it is?
Saving Private Ryan.
Nope.
Boy.
Charlie, do you know?
Out of the main movies that the guy covers.
All of Spielberg films, just one of them was not composed by John Williams. Which one was it?
Color Purple.
Exactly. That is it. Correct.
He didn't do Saving Private Ryan, did he?
Yeah. Who?
John Williams.
I thought he did.
Well, I don't know.
Let's look that up.
We'll look that up. I mean, it's not surprising, but it just doesn't seem like a John Williams type. You know, he does a lot of the fantasy stuff more than, but...
Yay for the fantasy.
It's definitely not one of his main attractions, like Jaws and all the Indiana Jones and Star Wars. John Williams, next to, in my opinion, Danny Elfman. Those two composers right there. Wow.
You know who Danny Elfman's wife is?
That's Tim
Peter Fonda's daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Steven Spielberg uses John Williams, and Tim Burton uses Danny Elfman because Batman 1 and 2.
Yeah, Danny Elfman. I think
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I think Danny Elfman and John Williams right now are probably the two most wanted composers in film.
They're so, I mean, they create the most uproar of you know, songs. I mean, you hear that Star Wars entrance or the Indiana Jones theme. I mean, all those theme songs are legacies.
Yep, John Williams did do Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, well, obviously it's not as well-known one. I mean, because that music doesn't catch you, and you don't go to Saving Private Ryan to hear the theme or that. You go for the story, but for Star Wars, along with the story, the theme just, wow.
Music.
Well, you know, he also did CNN, John Williams.
The music to CNN?
Yeah, he did a lot of the news shows. He did Lost in Space, the TV show.
Oh, wow.
He did that.
Well, he's been around for a long time.
The movie The Cowboys with John Wayne, he did all the music for that film.
But now he's pretty much Spielberg's man.
Yeah,
he's Spielberg. So he must have done Munich then.
Yeah, he was in. He also did Memoirs of a Geisha.
Wow.
He actually was nominated for composing for an Oscar for Memoirs of a Geisha and Munich at the same time. I think that movie came out. Both of them came out around the same time.
Yeah.
And he was nominated for an Oscar. Same thing for both films.
And he did Schindler's List also, right?
Yeah, he also did a Spielberg movie called 1941.
That was a long time ago.
Have you seen it, Charlie?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
It's a really good film. It's at the time, people were not ready for the film because it was very loud and it was very, right now, if it was
boom, bah, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it was a lot of, a lot of explosions because it's supposed to be right when the war starts, and it had Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, John Candy, Robert Stack, Warren Oates, has Trent Williams is in it. It was actually what's his name? Mickey Rourke. That was his first movie.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he had a cameo in that as one of the soldiers. And John Williams is that? Oh, and it was written by Robert Zemeckis or Zemeckis.
Zemeckis.
Zemeckis. Okay, and the other Bob. Who both of them wrote all the Back to the Future movies, and John Mills, who wrote Apocalypse Now, hired them to write a script for him, and that came 1941. And when John Williams got it, he got a lot of the old jazz music from the 1940s and a lot of the swing music, and Spielberg almost made it into a 1940s musical.
Oh, wow.
Came very close to that. But that is really wonderful music if you ever get a chance to listen to it. But we'll be playing that song later on the show. Like I said, I emailed Moose Butter, and they actually sent me the song via email. So we'll be playing that on today's show later on. So that it's and I think I've heard that song a couple times now. And
who will not get it until later.
Yeah, look, I didn't want you to see it, Logan. I wanted you to kind of be surprised.
Yay.
That's why I only showed you the Friends one.
The Friends one is not one we can actually show on white radio.
Oh, no, that one...
Yeah.
That one's a little bit says something we can't put on radio, but the Star Wars one, I think it's hilarious because they actually take lines from the film and they incorporate it into the music. And, And of course, actually edited the Corey Burton interview last minute. Because I fell asleep all yesterday. I woke up at 10, and I'm like, oh my god.
Hey, well, at least you didn't do what Adrian Brody did.
Yeah, at least I didn't, Yeah, me and Logan were talking about that last show, about how he just didn't, show up to Cogill.
Huh?
Remember? Adrian Brody. Not showing up to Good Morning Texas. Oversleeping.
He's overslept.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh my god. Oh, well,
let's just hope we don't have a recording issue or anything like last week.
No, I forgot. That's my dumb moment. I was recording last week's show, and Hold on a minute, I gotta play this.
Oh no, the evil squirrel.
Huh?
That's what sounds like, an evil squirrel or chipmunk or something.
It's my voice, Logan, that's me. I'm a dum-dum.
Don't forget your other dum-dum moment, Bryant.
What about a dum-dum? Oh, yeah. I passed out in the hallway.
It was sort
asleep.
Of a what happened at work also.
Hey, you have what happened at work?
It was a bit of a what happened at work.
I recorded last week's show, and I forgot to stop it. So, and I was like, oh, well. Oh, and then we had so many technical difficulties. I had edited the Annie Awards president's interview, and mixed down the last few seconds of it. We're like, well, thanks for doing the interview. And I played that on live air. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? So we had to go, we'll be right back after this little break. So we had to play music. I was so frustrated. So Corey Burton, it was an hour and 30 minutes long, and so I cut it down to about 21 minutes. And he gives some really hard advice, Logan, for voice acting.
Voice acting advice, my favorite point.
He gives some hard advice. He wasn't kidding around. His teacher was Doss Butler, the voice of Huckleberry Hound, in California. Him and his friends actually went to go see the recording sessions of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Wow.
He's one of the oldest voice actors around. But so it was really great to talk to him and everything. And he's such a nice guy. And we kind of just rambled on and everything. And because of him, I found out about the Annie Awards. That was fun. So we're going to play that interview toward the end of the show. And but here, let's cut to a quick PSA, and we'll be right back, and we're going to play the a cappella Star Wars song.
Hey, wait, you forgot your dumb moment where you thought
it happened today.
Oh yeah, let me mention that really quick. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, obviously, cuz I was getting ready for today's show. And Logan was here, and so I decided, well, I'll just rest my eyes for a little bit.
We were just waiting for the show before to end so that we could come on. But
what time?
Just sitting around for a while just gets kind of sleepy.
What time did I doze off? It was around 2 o'clock.
I wasn't paying attention. It may have been 1:30.
I think it was 1:30, yeah, because I started getting really tired, and I doze off. I don't know what happened after that. And then I woke up and I was like, what happened? And I turned around and Charlie's right there next to me. And I'm like, what the heck? And,
your phone rang.
Yeah. And then really?
They
told me that it rang a couple times. So I checked. I'm like, whose number is this? So I checked it and it says somewhere in Grand Prairie. Charlie's telling me, oh, well, it must be, you know, telemarketers. I'm like, yeah. Cause I've had telemarketers call me before. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna look up the number. And so all of a sudden I get this, it calls me again. I answer it. I'm like, hello? And I hear,
that's the sound,
like,
of
hello?
A phone moving
hello?
Inside of a pocket.
And it just clicks off. I'm like, what the heck? And I look over, and Charlie had this phone out, and he's laughing at me.
So he decides.
Well, no.
To call
first, you say I'm gonna call it back.
Oh
so
yeah.
You called it.
I called it back, and you answered. And I was like, oh my god. And then
if this had been April Fool's, that would have been good.
That would have been perfect for April Fool's.
This is for me.
Stupid! You're so stupid.
What show is that from?
UHF. There's a sketch in UHF where they're like, Wheel of Fish, and it's like, you either get the red snapper, or you can get what's in the box. And the lady's like, let's take what's in the box. And like, open the box. And the guy opens the box, and there's nothing. He goes, there's nothing. You've won absolutely nothing. Stupid. You're so stupid.
This message is brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival through nutrition, education, and research.
Welcome back to Oopsie Comedy Hour. Charlie, how did you get that promo? Did you call Anthony Hopkins up and ask him to do that?
You know, me and Anthony go back a little bit back in the day. Not too far back in the day, but, you know.
Like
we're good old
ago.
Boys. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We used to sit around and the campfire and have some Chianti and some fava beans and just reminisce about the old country.
Yeah, the old country being Dallas.
Chianti.
Did you guys know that there was an animated Rubik's Cube cartoon show?
That's nuts.
How do you make a cartoon show out of Rubik's Cube?
Wait a minute. You know what? I have the YouTube video of the Rubik's Cube.
To the Obi City Comedy Hour.
To Obi City Comedy Hour. It's not the Obi City Comedy Hour. But there's a Rubik's Cube cartoon show in the 80s. Can you believe that?
Did the 80s make cartoons out of every single thing that kids liked?
I think so. There was a Mr. T, and then there was... Okay, here we go. This is called the Amazing Rubik's Cube Cartoon Show.
How horrible.
Hello, my name is Rubik.
Cheesy.
I think my brain died a little.
Can you believe that? A Rubik's Cube cartoon show.
This was creepy to see. Be glad you will never have to watch the image of a Rubik's Cube, when completed, being turned into a freaky little alien.
I don't know. It was weird. And that had to be back in the 80s. They made shows out of anything.
80s, yes. Or late 70s.
Yeah, well, you know, they had shows of you know, they had an Odd Couples animal show, which was two cats, the Oddballs, was what they were called. But a Rubik's Cube cartoon show.
That was the last thing I was expecting.
Logan, you want to do voice acting? If they told you, offer you that gig to be the voice of the Rubik's Cube, would you do it?
If I was still starting out the career, I probably wouldn't have much choice.
It just seems to show. I mean, come on.
I wouldn't have much choice. I would never speak of it again. I would throw away the cartoon and lock it at the bottom of the sea or something.
They have his voice. Let's see if we can catch it.
Hello, my name is Rubik.
That's horrible.
It sounds like a sped up Stephen Hawkins.
Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, that's mean too.
I'm sorry, buddy. My name is Rubik.
How long did that show last?
Let's find out. I'm really interested now.
We are interested in a show about the Rubik's Cube, which is either an alien or some freaky mystical being, because came out of a treasure box on a gypsy wagon or something.
Who pitched that show idea?
It said it's a Saturday morning cartoon show that aired September. It started from September 10th, 1981 to September of 1984. Wow, it didn't last that long. It was
that's too long for me, in my opinion, with that type of show it was.
1981 to what?
1984.
How the heck did that happen?
Apparently it aired September 10th of 83 and was canceled September 1st of 84.
Okay.
Didn't even make it.
Oh, I thought you said 81.
No, I'm sorry. Didn't even make it to the year mark.
Well, are you surprised?
It was broadcast as part of the Pac-Man / Rubik the Amazing Cube Hour block.
Oh,
so was it a little short version for Pac-Man, kind of like a dubbed in?
Listen, I don't know. The theme music, it says
Pac-Man had a cartoon.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, Mel Blanc was the voice
special during Boomerang, and there was something about Pac-Man.
You're right; they did make cartoons off of everything.
Yeah, they made
cartoons out of anything and everything.
Of course, they still do that.
Let's
do the Mario.
Yeah, but how often do you see a cartoon for the Nickelodeon
song? Brian.
Yeah.
Though I think the viewer should hear, well, if it's claimed that Christopher rapping.
Which one?
The Christopher Walken rap.
Oh no, I think that one has. I think that one's had some swear in there.
Never mind then. I think you guys gotta go check it out on YouTube. It's called Christopher Rappin.
Always, oh, it's freaking hilarious.
How about the? Did you ever see? There's this guy on YouTube, and he does theme songs. You know, like the John Williams stuff.
Yeah.
Except he actually creates words for it. Like he did the Danny Elfman theme song for Batman. He did. He writes songs for that. I think you should look up that. It's clean. It's clean, believe me. It's kind of brilliant.
It's clean, you said?
It's clean.
What is it again?
Just look up Batman theme song.
Okay, Batman theme song.
There should be a guy, like, looks like in a fake Batman costume.
Is it a parody?
Yes, but it's brilliant parody.
Does it start off as a Batman theme song sung to the tune of the Batman theme?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, let's play it.
And later on, the Corey Burton interview.
You shot my
that it?
Yep.
You killed my parents. Raising hell in Gotham City. I am the Dark Knight, lest violence light rest. I am a Batman now.
And no one can know my alter ego is
Bruce Wayne's old fashioned Batman. Which is the mask now. I'm just a man, no superpowers. Spend my hours on the computer, keeping an eye on the Arkham Asylum. And I am the Batman now.
Caped crusader when I'm
can't be found.
That's why I'm world renowned.
Without a sound,
you're gagged and bound.
And what's worse, you're surrounded.
Playboy by day, crime fighter by night.
You're in my sight.
So do what's right.
No devils dance in moonlight.
I am the Batman now.
Batman's insane. Batman's Bruce Wayne.
Joker is Catwoman's hiding.
Alfred is
Robin is fighting.
You took my pen.
I know what the heart of little Gotham City wants.
Wow.
Too much free time on some people's hands, I see, but it's interesting, I think.
I think that was the exact same costume as that guy who made the fan film.
Well, he also does Superman, he does Jaws, he does Halloween, and he does James Bond.
I saw Back to the Future on here.
Yeah, he does Back to the Future as well. He does them all.
Wow.
Now for the Corey Burton interview.
Well, here, let's we got to cut to one more PSA before we go to the Corey Burton interview. So yeah, go check that out too. Let me get that guy's YouTube page up here. It's youtube.com/user/goldentuck. That is golden TUCK. So go check that out. He's got a lot of cool videos. He even has Star Wars on here. And he's dressing up as a very poor Obi-Wan Kenobi. I just saw that.
Oh, yeah, he does Obi-Wan as well. This guy does everything.
Well, that's really cool.
He's so everywhere, man.
Go check that out.